when we came up with the name Jumeirah, naturally the Jumeirah Beach Hotel is situated in the Jumeirah residential area of Dubai. We also wanted a nice statement to go with the company name Jumeirah. And we've always felt that we are a unique company. Each of our hotels is unique. Each of our hotels is different from the other. And yet at the same time, they have what we call the golden thread of the Jumeirah standards and service and culture going through all of the hotels and the way we look after our guests. So I had been looking and talking to our director of sales and marketing, Bill Walsh, at the time, and saying, you know, we must come up with a good statement. And what I like about looking at, say, Emirates Airlines, one would often see, because Emirates, again, is a country, the United Arab Emirates, so I'm sure they often have a similar situation about the actual name. And they would write on Emirates, on some of their advertising, Fly Emirates written across it. So I was saying to Bill, why don't we do something like Stay Jumeirah? And Bill came up with the idea, said, no, he said, there's something very unique about this company. And he came back after a couple of weeks and said, how about Stay Different? And I said, well, grammatically, that's incorrect. You should be Stay Differently. He said, no, our hotels, each one is different. But what we really recognize that every single one of our guests is an individual, is unique, is different, and we want them to stay that way. And we want our hotels always to be different as well. And we do really encourage, as we try to develop new hotels around the world, so we really do go totally as far away from the cookie cutter concept of hotels. We like to have different interior designers in our hotels when they come through to decide what it will look like. And this is why I think Stay Different really does suit us very well. We think our colleagues who work for us, each one's an individual, they should stay different, stay that way. And as I said at the beginning, most importantly, each one of our guests is an individual and they must stay different. In terms of world employment, of global employment, the travel, tourism and hospitality industry employs 235 million people globally, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council's latest research, which is truly amazing. And it is believed that by 2020, we will be up to 300 million, another 65 million people employed in the business. And a lot of this is driven from countries like China and, of course, India and the expectations of what's going to come up there. In fact, in some research done by Goldman Sachs, and they were talking about the future for the hotel industry and the importance of the hotel industry to different economies, we were looking at a figure that For every hotel room in India, there are 9,300 people. For every hotel room in China, there's 1,500 people. For every hotel room in the United States, there are 63 people. So you would really have to think that, well, we can build a lot more hotels in China, but how many more hotels should we build in the United States? That's an interesting figure. But I do think that we have a lot more to do within the industry to continue to persuade governments of the importance of the industry, particularly from the jobs point of view. And really, they need to stop taxing people. They think it's so simple to say, oh, well, we need some more money, so we will tax people that use aircraft and who fly because we believe it's bad for the environment for aircraft to fly, for airplanes to fly. Do they ever think what would happen if nobody traveled? What the world would be like? The world wouldn't function. Travel is not just something we do for fun, and it's not just something that people will do if they suddenly get an idea to do it. I think it has become a human right to travel. And I think, yes, we have a lot of responsibility as travel and tourism and hospitality industry specialists. We have a lot of responsibility to ensure that we are trying to bring in the best environmental practices. But the world has to go on and the world has to live. Do we say we will not make any more cars because it's bad for the environment? Virtually by definition, everything we do is using up the resources of the planet. But it's a matter of how responsible we should be and how responsibly we approach this that really matters. There is growth, I think, for two reasons. The economies are growing, and they're growing in countries that have big populations. I mean, if you think of Brazil, you think of Russia, you think of India, and, of course, the big one, China. There certainly is growth in both factors. The growth is very well underpinned with the wealth that is now spreading through the middle classes. I give an example during the Chinese New Year in February of this year, the Burj Al Arab was almost full, and more than 50% of the guests came from China. Now, we never had that before. So the growth is amazing. I mean, it's really doubling and tripling every year. As people gain wealth in emerging countries, the first thing they want to do is to travel. I mean, if you win the lottery, what would you first do? You'll go on a cruise, you'll go traveling somewhere, you'll go around the world. That's the first thing you do. Well, I think the industry is a leader, but it still has a lot to do. And I think one of the great advantages in our business is that we interact daily, face-to-face, with our customers. And we must give a lot of credit to our guests who say, well, what are you doing about the environment? What are you doing to make sure that we don't use our towels unnecessarily? And I found it quite interesting because I have an opinion about this whole aspect of telling guests or encouraging guests, say, not to use the linens in a bedroom and not to use the towels and to hang them up and everything. But I say, we say that and we say, just imagine how many chemicals are used every year and all of this. But do we really say that? And hey, if you are a good global corporate citizen, a global citizen, this is what we will do for you. We need to bring in some kind of system, and I must admit we haven't done it yet in Jumeirah, where we're actually rewarding the guest for being a good citizen, for being concerned about the environment. So if you don't use your towels, could we give you some loyalty points, for example? There must be some reward, in my opinion, for that. And in Jumeirah, we have worked very hard on the corporate social responsibility. We have, for example, a 110-acre site in the Medina Jumeirah in Dubai, which has extensive gardens, where we use grey water throughout the gardens. All the water is recycled. And we worked with the Dubai municipality as well, who now have a loop around the city for grey water, which can, especially in a desert climate, where we get about 3 inches of rain a year rather than a day. So that really does work. We're also looking at it, doing different programs overseas. And we're starting the Jumeirah Foundation, which will be a charitable foundation. And this will get involved not only in raising money to try to help local communities of the colleagues who work for us back in their home country, but I had a recent visit to Bali where we signed a management agreement for a hotel on the beach. And the owner told me that he had a site inland in the interior and he would like us to have a look at it, and he hasn't built it yet, but he will do so in a couple of years. So we went to look at the site and made a beautiful journey through the interior of Bali, and we passed by this little village where the villagers were out in the paddy fields planting their rice, and we then went on to the site about 2 kilometres away. And we looked at the location, it was really beautiful, and we talked about how important it would be to build the hotel to the proper ecological standards and to make sure that we didn't do anything damaging to the environment. But also, I said, what we must do is go back into the village, talk to the villagers and tell them what we're planning to do, ask them for their advice and their guidance on how they would see us developing this hotel. And in doing so, that we would also talk to them, how can we help them to benefit from this development? Because they would say, well, their people aren't qualified to work in hotels. So what we want to do is to go into the village, then with the Jumeirah Foundation, not the owner's resources, but the resources of the Jumeirah Foundation, that we would actually fund, and we would get volunteers from our company in Dubai. We already have colleagues who want to go there to teach English to the villagers, so we can teach them English. We can do training for them in hotel keeping, so that by the time we open the hotel, they would be employable within the business. This means they don't have to drift to the city looking for employment. They can stay in their home community. The other upside of this is that when guests come, they can come to our hotel and see, wow, this is what Jumeirah does, because we would tell them the story of what we have done. Sustainability is not only environmental, it's also social. And keeping these people employed and living within their own community, and everybody having a nice virtuous circle to say, well, the guest who has travelled here has done good, the company has done good, and the villagers have actually benefited, and we have made money as well. So I think that it could work very well. And this is the kind of programme that we're trying to develop now within the Jumeirah Foundation.